There's so much potential.
Liars.
You don't represent women in politics.
Fucking talking points.
Celebrity interviews, uplifting stories.
Bullshit.
Shop our favorite.
Where's that independent guy?
What makes a police officer choke someone out in broad daylight who's crying for the mother who's telling them that they can't breathe?
Yep, got it. It's the king of independent talk, America's only independent voice, Rob Redding.
First of all, I just want to say thank you, Mr. Redding, for being the voice of the voiceless, man. You're very important.
You know, people say that racism comes from a construct of not being educated. I don't think any of those things are actually the answer.
Where's my class?
I know that I'm enjoying the show this morning. What is your name again?
We need to be listening to your voice and your station at drive home time.
I've just recently learned about the radio show, and you're on it.
The gloves are off, and Mr. Nice Guy has left the damn building. He's the baddest bisexual in talk history. This is Ready News Review, Unrestricted.
This is Ready News Review, Unrestricted. I'm Ready News Review, Unrestricted. Voice getting press news. You know, this show's not about intro. This is Ready News Review, Unrestricted. Welcome to the program. I've been watching very closely what's going on with the election out in Los Angeles and how black men are not supporting this black woman who is running for office. I want to bring you up to speed with what happened last night, how we're headed toward a runoff, and what will happen next in this race as black women are backing this candidate, but black men are not. Listen to this.
Now, once considered for multiple posts within the Biden administration, Karen Bass, keeping it local now, the 68-year-old U.S. Congresswoman is hoping to be the next mayor of Los Angeles. Eyewitness News reporter Carlos Granda live in Hollywood, where he's been keeping tabs on her on this primary election night. Carlos.
Well, that's right, and there are people still celebrating here at the Karen Watts party. Her campaign feels that this primary had very low turnout. They feel she'll do very well in November when many more people are expected to turn out to vote. Now, tonight, Bass spoke about moving forward to make changes in the city. She's been in government for decades and says this is really a fight for the soul of Los Angeles, and she said she is fighting for workers to make it a better city. The main issues for voters, as we know, are rising crime and homelessness, and she says she wants to make sure people are housed, and she is in favor of more police and crime prevention strategies.
Now, going forward means that we have to bring together all of the people around the city and have the type of very diverse grassroots campaign that we always plan to have. We started the first phase of it, and now we'll be able to become much, much, much bigger. It's time for unity.
And Bass says she is very happy with tonight's results. She said when we asked her that she is now ready to go out there and try to motivate young voters for November. Reporting live from Hollywood, I'm Carlos Granda, ABC 7 Eyewitness News.
All right, Carlos, thank you. Rick Caruso also celebrating tonight with supporters. What he is calling a great night for him tonight. Eyewitness News reporter Josh Haskell live at the Grove, where Caruso fired up the crowd a short time ago. Josh.
That's right, Mark, and it is official. We are headed to a runoff, a celebratory night here at the Grove, where Rick Caruso delivered a very hopeful speech. He said that he wants to build the city of our dreams, and he said, you know, talking tonight not about Republicans, Democrats, but about the city of L.A. Now, we have some video when Rick Caruso walked out on stage earlier with his family, saying he will always imagine what we can do instead of making excuses for what can't be done. Caruso talking about his immigrant grandparents and how he plans to move the homeless off our streets, but continuing that message that new leadership is the answer.
I frequently hear and read how divided people are, but what I found out is that people share so much in common. They're upset about the problems of homelessness. They're upset about the problems of crime, corruption. But they're also upset that our city government seems to accept these problems as if life has to be this way. What voters are saying tonight is no, it doesn't.
And that has been the message the entire campaign for Rick Caruso. And I asked Caruso, now that he has reached the halfway point of his first campaign, how he's feeling. He said again that he is energized, that he will be out again campaigning tomorrow, that he plans to work harder than ever until November to become the next mayor. For now, reporting live at the Grove, Josh Haskell, ABC 7 Eyewitness News.
Bass has an uphill battle here, but this is a big election because it will tell us a lot about what happens with Joe Biden. Joe Biden backs Bass. She is a Democratic establishment candidate, head of the Congressional Black Caucus, one of those people that has deep, deep ties to Joe Biden. If she loses here, Joe Biden could very well lose or be very close in areas like Los Angeles. This is why it's such a key race. This is why it's such a big deal. Musk is also one of those people that has backed her opponent and opposes Joe Biden, which is someone that Joe Biden has been sparring with very consistently in the press. So he wants to stick it to Musk, Biden does, and he also wants to stick it to Trump. And this is a big race as a result of both. This is the reason why we're watching this race very closely. I want to take you to her headquarters and what she had to say, and then listen to a little bit of what he had to say last night.
Tonight, we're seeing the voters make a clear choice. They want leadership who is battle-tested, mission-driven, and who always fights for LA's values. Tonight, the city will see that it's hard to defeat a people-powered campaign. It's hard to defeat passionate door knockers, no matter how much money is spent. And it's hard to defeat folks who are committed to a cause, not just a candidate. Now, all of us stood strong against an onslaught, a $45 million onslaught to be exact, spent by a billionaire. It's all of the community organizations that fueled this campaign, that walked precincts, made thousands of calls, that are at the heart of this campaign and will carry us over the finish line. This is a campaign about the strength and power that must be marshaled against the so many crises that we face. Strength and power can only come from the power of the people. Everyone here tonight from every part of the city and every stripe of the rainbow that is Los Angeles, this is our strength. You are our strength. And together we will make a city a place where you can afford to live, where you want to live, because you feel safe, because the air you breathe is clean, and because people are no longer dying on our streets. Not with empty promises from the past, but through a bold path forward. So look, Angelenos know the difference between a soundbite and a solution, and so do I. From treating uninsured patients in county ER to organizing neighbors to fight crime. But you know what? Because I chose to spend my life fighting for justice, I'm used to attacks, especially from those who want to maintain the status quo, who do not want to seriously do what it takes to solve the problems we face. And by the way, some of that $45 million was spent on attacks. But you know what, though? I've faced attacks before, and I have stood strong, fought back, and won, and that's exactly what we've done tonight.
Well, that's what she said. Let's listen to what he said as all eyes are on these two going into the runoff.
And I want to thank everybody for being here today, and I just want to say what we're all thinking. I love LA. We have a lot to celebrate tonight. I have a lot to be grateful for. I'm first grateful to my incredible family, my wonderful wife of 37 years, Tina, my son Justin, my daughter Gianna, my son Greg, and my son Alex. I can tell you what I've learned is when one serves, we all serve. And we are all in this together. Without their support and their love and their encouragement and their counsel, I could not have done it without you. I love each of you, and I love you all. So thank you very much. And I love all of you, my friends, who have worked so hard to get me here tonight. I'm grateful for the people that have supported our campaign, from Sweet Alice to my pal Snoop Dogg, to Omar Rodriguez at the barbershop. Omar's terrific. To Bradley at Koreatown, and on and on. And let me tell you, one of the things I've loved about running for mayor is I've been so warmly welcomed into the Latino community, the Black community, the Filipino community, the Thai, the Korean, the Bangladesh, and on and on. It is truly one of the most wonderful feelings to be so warmly welcomed and to have this experience in my life. I feel so blessed. But let me tell you why I think this is such a great night. Yeah, beyond the fact we are doing so well tonight. This is a great night because so many people have gone to the voting booth and they've sent a message. We are not helpless in the face of our problems. We will not allow this city to decline. We will no longer accept excuses. We have the power to change direction of Los Angeles, and that's the way we're voting. I frequently hear and read how divided people are. But what I found out is that people share so much in common. They're upset about the problems of homelessness. They're upset about the problems of crime, corruption. But they're also upset that our city government seems to accept these problems as if life has to be this way. What voters are saying tonight is no, it doesn't. It does not have to be this way. Now, when I started that, you go for it. I want to remind people that only a couple of months ago, only 6% of the people knew who I was. How are we doing tonight? And it's not because I'm some political genius. It's because we've been proposing practical solutions for very complex problems that people understand. We've been listening to people around the city. This is an important moment in the history of our city. Angelenos feel unheard. They feel left out. They feel worried and hopeless. But as I have traveled around and as I have listened, I am hopeful. I am confident that we can change, and change will happen. Yes, we will, Sweet Alice. I feel hopeful listening to Sweet Alice and Omar and everybody I've talked to, children, parents, business people, entrepreneurs, artists. There's a love for this city that's deep in their hearts. Angelenos are good people, hardworking people, proud and committed to work together to get this city back on track. Loving people who want to be heard, tired of excuses from career politicians, but they're still eager to help. I believe in the good of our city, the strength, the courage, the hope to dream and celebrate our greatest strength, our diversity. This is what I love about this city. It's our people. It's our diversity. It's the fact that we have 224 languages spoken in the city of Los Angeles. That's something to celebrate. More than anything else, it's the big thing we have in common. The shared belief that anything is possible. Anything. And I believe that. So this is a great awakening. Our big, beautiful city needs our help. We are the greatest city in the most incredible nation on earth, but we can't proclaim that our city is the greatest if we don't offer our homeless a better path forward, if we allow people to live in their own waste and die in the streets, if we tolerate corrupt officials, if we allow crime to suffocate our communities and spiral out of control, and if we don't allow second chances for those who deserve it. This city is a family, and at times, we raise our voices like all good families when there's different perspectives. But as with all good families, we want to be united in purpose and united in hope. We want to strip away our differences and proclaim out loud what unites us, not what divides us. As I have spent the last few months campaigning, meeting Angelenos from every walk of life, every ethnicity, every lifestyle, every corner of this wonderful city, I have then realized what I've always believed but have sometimes forgotten. Angelenos just want their fair share of the American dream. Whether they arrive from some foreign land or they've been here for generations, they want to work hard. They want to provide for their families. They want to sacrifice for future generations. They want to dream big, live in peace, and reach back and bring somebody along and touch somebody's life who is in need. There is a way forward. There is a way to share the American dream. There is a way to protect lives and livelihoods while welcoming all. There is a way to celebrate our greatness and goodness and hope that Los Angeles stands for. Do not listen to those who believe that change is not possible. In today's Wall Street Journal, and I wasn't going to do this, but after I read it this morning, I felt compelled. My competitor, Karen Bass, is quoted that under her leadership as mayor, homelessness will not be solved in 4 years. The most Angelenos can hope for, quote, is light at the end of the tunnel after 4 years. Whoa. Respond by saying this. The light at the end of the tunnel is shining bright tonight. Angelenos are fed up with career politicians that can't solve problems. LA needs a mayor that believes in themselves and that knows how to lead, not fail.
We'll have to watch both of these. We're going to watch them very closely, like I said. So as this goes, the nation goes, especially as black men are going to be key here. We have a great article on that on the website. I'm not going to read it to you, talking about black men and how black men and what they're calling the Ice Cube effect are going to be very important here as we look at whether Joe Biden is reelected and whether Bass, frankly, for that matter, is elected out in Los Angeles. That's why this is such an important race. I would love to hear what listeners in California believe about this race. I know many of you are probably tracking it too and probably have some inside information. I would love to hear from you about this race and why you think Bass should or should not win. Guys, I've had fun, but I gotta run. If I'm not here, I'm there. There is RainNewsFeed.com, the world web. Ring like Otis is sitting on Dr. Bay, baby. RainNewsFeed.com, the world web. Yes, it's my family knows not my money, which means I'm back your way, Mayana, after 4 p.m. with more of Ready News Review Unrestricted.